Let's not be traitors. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance. We learned this week that nobody agrees on collusion. Oh, well. But on the positive side, there was agreement between Democrats and Republicans on at least one thing, that Vladimir Putin plans to target the 2020 election and we should be ready. It came out during yesterday's hearing of the House Intelligence Committee. 2.5 hours in, after most of the members had left, a panel of Russia experts was finally asked, so how do we thwart Putin if he tries to interfere again? Former Russian Ambassador Michael McFaul said the first step
would be for the President of the United States to acknowledge on the record what happened and say that there'll be grave consequences and then talk about those consequences privately.
Warn Putin publicly, then lay out the consequences privately. And then the rest of us could help by
de-amplifying what happens on the social media platforms of these campaigns.
As in not spreading weird, unverified stories that are obviously intended to make you hate someone you've never met. Because, to quote Stephen Hall, former head of Russian operations at the CIA,
Vladimir Putin is neither a Republican nor a Democrat. He does not care. All he cares about is that we become divided and split.
Which tells me the real treason would be playing into his hands a second time. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.